Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Chamishi, the 26th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors whose names you can view prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, and we truly appreciate your support, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Yonasan Shippel, Mor Da'asra of the base on the Upper West Side of Manhattan in New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by three chapters of Tehillim, Perukim, Chaf Zayin, and 130. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. Koflamid, and we will conclude with the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achenu. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Shippel.
Friends, it's an honor to share some words of Torah with you, and Kol HaKavod, all respect to all of you for taking time in the middle of your day to learn some words of our traditional wisdom. I wanted to share with you that a few years ago I was preparing a couple for marriage. We were having the pre-marriage lessons, and during the course of one of the lessons, the bride-to-be, or the kala, she turned to me and she said, "Rabbi, after we had discussed why we break a glass at the conclusion of a chuppah to remember the destruction of Jerusalem and to remember and to recall that no simcha is complete while our temple still lies in ruin, and the responsibility on the new couple, please God, to build a Jewish home which will participate in the rebuilding, as the rabbis tell us, of Jerusalem." This young lady turned to me and she said, "Rabbi, we all know that the climax of a Jewish wedding ceremony is when you break the glass and everyone shouts Mazel Tov. But if in fact that is to remember the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem," she said, "well, what did they do in Jewish history until the destruction of Jerusalem?" She said, "Are you meaning to tell me that from the time that we received the Torah at Sinai until the destruction of the first temple, there was no breaking of the glass at the end of a Jewish wedding ceremony, at the end of a chuppah?" And I thought it was an interesting question. I started to think. And I looked in many of the holy books, because the reality is, let's just understand the historical context. After we received the Torah, there were 40 years in the desert. Then there were 440 years that we were in the land of Israel before the first temple. The land was divided and we reestablished society. And then there were 410 years of the first temple. So together we're talking about 440, 410, and 40. We're talking about 890 years. Basically, she was asking me the question of what happened at the end of the chuppah for the first 890 years of Jewish history. Sounds almost anticlimactic. There was no breaking of a glass. And I looked into the sources. And the Rabbeinu Bechaya, one of our classic commentaries, he in fact tells us, like many do, that we learn many of the minhagim, many of the customs of the chuppah from the original marriage ceremony of God and the Jewish people at Sinai. And why did we break a glass prior to the destruction of the temple? Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya, to remind ourselves that in that original marriage ceremony, there was also originally a break. And what we're recalling initially is the breaking of the tablet. The breaking of the tablet, and we're recalling the fact that every couple has the ability in building their new life to rebuild that relationship with God that was damaged at that point. But at the same time, we're to learn, I believe, another lesson. And that is, if God could give us a second chance, then within the context of our marriages, we also have to give each other a second chance. And at the very beginning of a marriage, a couple breaks their glass, yes, to remember their role in rebuilding Jerusalem, but also to remember the breaking of the tablets. Because if God could give us a second chance, all the more so we have to give each other a second chance. This coming Shabbos, we bench Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. We bless the new month of Tammuz, when on the 17th of Tammuz was the original event of the breaking of the tablet. The rabbis tell us that in Rosh Chodesh benching, in the special blessing of the new month, in the first paragraph, which is called the Tfilas Rav, the special prayer that Rav, the Talmud and Brachos, tells us would say every day in his prayer, and that we add to our Shchodesh Benchin, 11 times the word Chaim, our life, appears. And this connects to one of the 11 times a year when we bench the new month, when we bless the new month. And each one is connected to a specific energy or potential that exists in that month. So this is the ninth time, Rosh Chodesh Tamuz, the ninth time this Shabbos that we will bless the new month. And as we bless the new month, the ninth Chaim is a Chaim Shel Osher V'Kabod, which means it should be a month where our lives are blessed with wealth and with honor. And many of the commentaries ask, what is it? The rabbis tell us the person should run away from honor. What does it mean that we are asking God that we should have lives of wealth and honor? And the answer, my friends, is that we should, at least one answer is, my friends, that we should be blessed with wealth, but that wealth should be achieved in honorable means. And not only should be achieved in honorable means, but even when we achieve the great wealth, please God, that we all should be blessed with, we still will remain people that honor all others, and don't allow that wealth to go to our heads. May the new month of Tammuz bring each one of us the blessing of Osher and Kabod individually and collectively. And may all of us, in the merits of this new month, remember that the breaking of the glass is to remember how important it is to give each other second chances. We join together with the Tehillim, which is found in the first Tehillim, chapter Chaf, Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. Lam Natseach Mizmor Le David Yancha Adonai Biyom Tzarai Sagev Hashem Elohi Yaakov. Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh Mitzion Yisadeka Yizkor Kol Minchas Tacha Ve'lasko Yidashna Sela Yiten Lecha Kiyo Bavecha V'chol Atzavcha Yimalei Neranana Bishua Tzacha V'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nigdol Yimalei Adonai Kol Mishavosecha Asa Yedati Ki Yoshi Adonai Mishicho Yeneo Mishmei Kodesho Yigvuros Yeshai Yimino Eilu Varecha Ve'ilu Vasusim Vanachnu B'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir Kema Karov V'Nafalu V'Anachnu Kamnu V'Nisabdad Adonai Hoshia Amelach Yaneinu V'Yom Kareinu. We turn now to Kapitel Chav Zayin, chapter 27. L'David Adonai Ori V'Yishi Mini Ra Adonai Ma'oz Kayai Mini Afchad V'krov alai merim l'echolet b'sari, tzarai b'hoivai li yehima kashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yirai libi im takum alai milchama bezos ani vateach. Acha sh'alti me'is Adonai osa v'kesh. Shifti b'veis Adonai kol yimei chayai. V'achasos b'noam Adonai l'vaker b'heichalo. Ki yitzpeneini b'suko b'yom ra'a yastireinu b'feser alo b'tur yur memeni. V'ata yarum roshi al oivai sivosai, v'zbacha v'alo zivchei tzura, ashira v'azam al Adonai. Shema Adonai koli yakra v'chaneni v'aneni, v'cha amar libi, v'akshu panai es panecha Adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tas v'af avdecha, ez rasi ha'isa, al ticheni v'al tazvenu, Elohei yishi. Ki avi v'imi azavuni, Adonai Yaseini, Horeini Adonai Darkecha, Unecheinu Be'orach Mishor Laman Shorerai. Al Titneini Benefesh Tzarai, Ki Kamo Vi Eide Sheker, Yifea Hamas. Lulei Amanti Liros Betul Adonai Be'eretz Chaim. Kaveh El Adonai, Chazak V'yamei Tzivecha, V'kaveh El Adonai. Finally, we turn to Kapitel Kuf Lamed, Chapter 130. Shir Hama'alos Mimamakim Karasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiena Uznecha Kashuvot Kokol Tachanunai. Im Avonos Tishmaya Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Imcha Slicha Laman Tivare. Ivisi Adonai Kivsa Navshi Velibara Hochalti Navshi L'Adonai Mishamrim Laboker Shamrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Achesed V'Arbei Mofzus V'Hu Yivdeis Yisrael Yikol Avonosav. We turn now to make a Mishaber for all those who are ill. We have in mind of all those who are not well. And when we get to the point, please add in your own name. Mishaber HaVaseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Yivarech V'Yirapeh Sacholim. ועבור שאנו מסתעלים בעבורם. בזכזה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולהרפיסם, להחזיקם ולחיוסם, וישלח להם מהיר רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לכל עברים ולכל גידיהם. בסוף שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף. השתה בעגלה בזמן קריב ונאמר אמן. May each one of them be blessed for the recovery of body and spirit, now swiftly and soon, and let us say amen. We conclude with reciting the Achinu. Achinu kol beis Yisrael, anesunim basar v'shivya, ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha, ha'makim yirachim aleihem, v'yotziyam mitzala lirvacha, me'afeila le'oira mishibud le'geula, hashtab agla v'zman kariv. Our brothers, the entire house of Israel, who are found in distress and captivity, are situated whether at sea or whether on land. May the Omnipresent One have mercy on them and remove them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from subjugation to redemption, now, speedily, and at time that comes soon. And let us say, Ben Omar, Amen. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos and a good Chodesh, a wonderful month to come.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Shippel. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, and may the Ribono Sheolam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yosef Adler of Congregation Rinat Yisrael in Teaneck, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.